Rafferty. Please welcome today's contestants, a retired IT manager from Pasadena, California, John Furman. A social advertising strategist from Queens, New York, Kimberly Brazier. And our returning champion, a program development director from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Mackenzie Jones, whose 4-day cash winnings total $111,202. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all, and welcome. As you all know, the Jeopardy round is easier than Double Jeopardy. And yet, interestingly enough, Mackenzie, our champion, seems to perform better in Double Jeopardy. So, John and Kimberly, you are warned. Let's go to work. Now the categories for you. Starting off with familiar phrases, followed by, ooh, sorry. You're out of the hole. Make a selection. And finally, the writers are trying to be clever. I wonder whose familiar phrases we're dealing with today. Mackenzie, start.
Can I have ooh, sorry for 200?
In Latin, this word follows lata to mean grave fault and follows mea to mean my fault. Kimberly.
What is culpa?
Good.
Ooh, sorry for 400.
In 1988, the United States government offered U.S. citizens of this ethnicity an apology for the way they were treated during World War II. Mackenzie.
What is Japanese?
Yeah.
Sorry, 600.
Today we beg this after stepping on someone's foot. Centuries ago, the same was done to ask the king to spare one's life. Kimberly.
What is pardon?
Good.
Sorry for 8.
A traditional flower of apology, the purple hyacinth, is named for a youth accidentally killed with this, not a shot put or javelin. Mackenzie.
What is a hammer?
No. Kimberly or John? Killed, believe it or not, with a discus. Back to you, Kimberly.
Familiar phrases for 2.
Proverbially speaking, it makes the heart grow fonder. Kimberly.
What is absence?
Yes.
Familiar for 4.
An organization failing due to bad leadership is said to be a case of one of these cold-blooded vertebrates rotting from the head down. Kimberly.
What is a snake?
Nope. John.
Oh, it's a fish.
Fish, that's right.
Familiar phrases, 600, please.
Answer. Daily double. Well, you found it too early. You've got 400. You can risk up to
1,000. 1,000, please.
Okay. Passing this test originated with using it to dissolve substances to see if they were really gold or not. John.
Litmus test.
No, passing the acid.
Acid
test. So you're at negative 600. Go.
Familiar phrases, 800.
React in an over-the-top manner to a relatively harmless situation, and you're said to be clutching your these valuables. Mackenzie.
What are pearls?
Yep.
Writer's clever, 200.
H.L. Mencken wrote that this gloomy historical ism is the haunting fear that someone, somewhere, may be happy. Referring to Puritanism. Mackenzie?
Clever, 400.
Oscar Wilde once quipped that this other Irish wit has no enemies, but is intensely disliked by all his friends. John?
George Bernard Shaw.
Who is George Bernard Shaw? Yes, remember your phrasing.
Writers, 600.
Nothing so needs reforming as other people's habits. He wrote in Pudd'nhead Wilson. Mackenzie?
Who is Twain?
Right.
Clever, 800.
Seen here, this Florida humorist wrote a defense of his homeland in the book Best State Ever. And his name is Dave Barry. Mackenzie, go again.
Clever, 1,000.
In Santa Land Diaries, this humorist wrote about his stint as a Christmas elf at Macy's. Mackenzie.
Who is David Sedaris?
You got him.
Make a selection, 200.
With a 7th overall pick in 2009 that worked out fairly well, this team took Steph Curry, also known as Threesus. Mackenzie.
Who are the Golden State Warriors?
Right.
Selection, 400.
With the 1st overall pick of the 1998 NFL draft, the Indianapolis Colts selected this insurance salesman, a Tennessee quarterback. Mackenzie.
Who is Peyton Manning?
You got them again, and that takes you up to 2,600. You're in the lead. We're taking a break. We'll be back after this. John Furman is a retired IT manager from here in Southern California, Pasadena, as a matter of fact. And you do a lot of things with your wife. You visited all seven continents. You're two of your big tennis fans, right?
We are indeed.
Been to all the major tournaments?
All four of the major tournaments, twice each.
Really? Which is the most enjoyable?
I think the Australian Open. That was our favorite.
Okay, good to have you with us. Kimberly Brazier is from Queens, New York. A distant relative of yours founded an African-American university. Which one?
Wilberforce out in Ohio.
How far back are we going? How many great-greats?
Three or four. I debated with my family about it last night. I think it's four. My dad thinks it's three, so we duked it out.
Okay. Mackenzie Jones is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. She has won over $100,000 and has already decided how she's going to spend some of it. She's going to buy some unusual animals.
So I'd like to get some land and buy some alpacas so I can ethically source my own wool for yarn for weaving. So
you But aren't those like the ones that spit at you? Or are those the llamas?
I think everything spits at you if you're mean, but...
Then I will not be mean. I wish you much success.
Thank
with
you.
The alpacas. Pick up your signaling device. Take a look at the board. Go ahead and make a selection.
Make a selection for six.
As a favor to this catcher's dad in 1988, Tommy Lasorda had the Dodgers draft him in round 62, 1,390 overall. He made the Hall of Fame. And this talented player was Mike Piazza. Back to you, Mackenzie.
You're out of the hole for two.
These insectivores, like the star-nosed variety, spend most of their lives underground digging tunnels. Kimberly.
What are moles?
Moles, yeah.
Out of the hole for four.
These armored insectivores of the U.S. South emerge from their burrows at night. Kimberly.
Was an armadillo.
Yeah.
You're out of the hole for six.
These echinoderms often partly bury themselves in ocean sand with only one edge poking out. Kimberly again.
What is a sand dollar?
Yeah.
Let's finish out familiar phrases.
That concert was awesome and totally off the this. A word preceding gang or reaction. Mackenzie.
What is off the chain?
Yep.
And finally for two.
On August 22nd, 2019, this band ended their set at the Rose Bowl with Gimme Shelter and Satisfaction. Mackenzie.
Who are the Rolling Stones?
Yep.
And finally four.
Gene Cernan's final words before leaving this place in 1972, per Walter Cunningham, let's get this mother out of here. John.
The moon.
What is the moon? Remember your phrase.
What is the moon?
Go again.
Finally, six.
This musical about an audition for Broadway ended its initial 15-year run at the Schubert in 1990. Now, five, six, seven, eight. Respond. Mackenzie.
What is a chorus line?
Yep, less than a minute.
And finally, eight.
Of the 56 men to do this, Thomas McKean of Delaware was the last, sometime between 1777 and 1781. John?
Signed the Declaration of Independence. Who signed the Declaration of Independence?
Thank you. You're getting the hang of it now. Go again.
Finally, 1,000.
After 442 years, the flag of Portugal came down over this newly Chinese territory in December of 1999. John?
What is Macau?
Good.
Selection, 1,000.
Hopes were high in Cleveland after the Browns selected this Heisman-winning quarterback, number one overall in 2018. Mackenzie?
Who is Baker Mayfield?
Yep.
Make a selection for eight.
The Ontario Hockey League's Sioux Greyhounds made a great pick at number three in 1977. This teen scored 182 points the next season. Mackenzie.
Who is Gretzky?
Yes. And with that, you wind up at 6,200 in the lead all by yourself. Kimberly, you're going first when we come back.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by Fiber Choice, a great tasting daily prebiotic fiber supplement.
It's hard to get all the daily fiber we need from food alone. That's why I love Fiber Choice. With the fiber found in many fruits and vegetables. Fiber Choice, number one GE recommended chewable prebiotic fiber. Find it in the digestive aisle.
All right, we've got a good game going. Let's see if we can end on a high note at the end of this week. Kimberly, here are the categories for your choice in Double Jeopardy. Pulitzer-winning journalism. Food and drink movie quotes. We'll spend some time in the arts world. Hey, you killed me. South American places. And finally, 3M. The letter M will come up three times in each correct response. Okay. Do it.
Let's try food and drink for four.
From Pulp Fiction. You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris? They call it this with cheese. Kimberly.
What is a Royale?
Yes.
Food and drink for eight.
Forrest Gump says of his true love, Jenny and me was like these two veggies. Kimberly.
What are peas and carrots?
Yes.
Food and drink for 12.
It's the dish that Hannibal Lecter ate with a side of fava beans and a nice Chianti.
What is liver?
Yeah.
Food and drink for 16.
In Sideways, Paul Giamatti emphatically said that he would not drink any of this red wine. Mackenzie.
What is Merlot?
Good.
Food and drink 2000.
From Elf. We elves try to stick to the four main food groups: candy, candy canes, candy corns, and this liquid. Kimberly.
What is syrup?
Syrup, yes.
3M for 400.
Adjective meaning the largest amount possible. John.
What is maximum?
Correct.
3M, 800.
Elaborate process of preparing a pharaoh for the afterlife. Kimberly.
What is mummification?
Good.
3M for 12.
In the Eddie Cochran hit song from 1958, there ain't no cure for these blues. For the summertime blues. Kimberly.
3M for 16.
It's a postage stamp like the one seen here, marking a special historic event or person. Mackenzie.
What is commemorative?
Right.
You killed me, 400.
In 1963, Jack Ruby killed him with literally millions of witnesses. John.
Who is John Kennedy?
No. Mackenzie.
Who is Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yes.
You killed me, 800.
He lived by the gun and died by Pat Garrett's on July 14th, 1881. And that young man was Billy the Kid. Mackenzie.
You killed me, 1200.
Cleopatra, though it killed me, is more accurate. It was a symbol of Egyptian royalty. Kimberly.
Was an asp?
Asp, yes.
You killed me for 16.
In 1981, religious extremists within his own military assassinated this leader in Cairo. John.
Who is Nasser?
No. Kimberly or Mackenzie? Who is Anwar Sadat? Back to you, Kimberly.
Let's do journalism for four.
The staff of this large newspaper won the 1966 Spot Reporting Award for its coverage of the Watts riots. John?
What is the Los Angeles Times?
Yes.
Pulitzer, 800.
Answer. Daily double. You have 800. You can risk up to 2,000.
2,000, please.
All right. The clue. The Boston Post won in 1921 for its exposure of the scheme of this Italian con man.
Who was Ponzi?
Right. You're at 2,800. Pick
Pulitzer,
again.
Pulitzer, 1,200.
A Christian Science Monitor reporter won in 1996 for covering a massacre of Muslims at Srebrenica in this former Yugoslav land. And that would be in Bosnia. John, back to you.
Pulitzer, 1,600.
The Akron Beacon Journal won a Pulitzer for its coverage of the 1970 tragedy at this local university. Mackenzie.
What is Kent State?
Yep.
Pulitzer, 2000.
In 2009, the East Valley Tribune of Mesa, Arizona, won for a series on this local sheriff and his immigration enforcement. John.
Who is Joe Arpaio?
Right.
In the arts world, 400.
A traditional feature of African art, these items were the focus of a 2016 exhibition titled Disguise. Kimberly.
What are masks?
Yeah.
Art for eight.
These pieces of artwork took off in value in the 1980s, with one from Who Framed Roger Rabbit going for $50,600. Mackenzie.
What is a storyboard?
No. Kimberly or John? What is an individual animation cell? Back to you, Kimberly.
Art for 12.
In 2019, Christie's auctioned works from the collection of Lee Bouvier Radziwill, sister of this first lady. Kimberly.
Who is Jackie Kennedy?
Yes.
South America for 4.
9,500 feet up in the Andes, Portillo, Chile is South America's oldest resort for this winter activity. Mackenzie.
What is skiing?
Yes.
South America 8.
This planned capital city was founded after World War II and today is home to more than 2.5 million. John.
What is Brasilia?
Good.
South America 12.
The Sugarcane Fair is a tourist draw in Cali, in this country. John.
What is Colombia?
Right.
South America 16.
Answer. Daily Double, you found them both. And you're in position to take over first place.
5,000, please.
All right, that'll do it if you are correct. Magdalena, Argentina, and Las Piedras, Uruguay are on opposite sides of this waterway.
The Playa del Oro?
No, what is the Rio de la Plata? Rio de la Plata. So you drop to 1,800. Go again.
South America, 2,000.
This capital of Suriname was ceded by the English to the Dutch by the 1667 Treaty of Breda. And that would be Paramaribo. Less than a minute now for the four remaining clues, John.
3M, 2,000.
Noctambulism is another word for this habit. John.
What is sleepwalking?
No. You're on the right track, but we needed the three M's in there for somnambulism. Pick again, quickly.
You killed me, 2,000.
Four knights took out this meddlesome priest in 1170. Mackenzie.
Who is Moore?
No. Who is Thomas a Becket? Two clues left, John.
In the arts world, 16.
This controversial artist made headlines when he recently opened Dismaland, a unique take on amusement parks. Mackenzie.
Who is Banksy?
Yep, now the last clue. Bregenz, Austria is known for the artistry of its floating stages, like the Great Wall as the backdrop of this Puccini opera. And that would be Turandot. And John, darn, you were looking good for a while, you faltered a bit, and you wound up at negative 200, which means you won't be here for final. You're going home with $1,000, though.
Thank you.
Nice having you with us. Kimberly and Mackenzie, check out the final Jeopardy category, if you will. International Award Trophies. Think about it. Make your wagers. You're very close in score. $800 separating the two of you. We'll reveal the clue in a moment.
Fox 45 questions why Baltimore County Schools is changing its tune over this controversial image with President Trump.
DMV selling your personal information? Who can buy it? And the legal loopholes allowing it to happen.
Tonight at 10.
The Geico Gecko was in two places at once, the city of Bristol, shared by these two states. What are Virginia and Tennessee? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And then there were two to deal with international award trophies. Ladies, here's your clue. La Maison Chopard crafts this annual award's crystal base and 118-gram, 18-carat frond. 30 seconds. Good luck. Prize at the Cannes Film Festival. Kimberly, we come to you first. You had 9,800, and let's take a look at your response. You wrote down, what is the BAFTA? Know what, you're in the wrong country, and that'll cost you 7,000, dropping you to 2,800. Mackenzie wrote down her response rather quickly, I thought. And let's see. Ah, she's using two languages, English and French. What is La Palme d'Or? P-A-L-M-E in French. Oh. But you're correct. We don't penalize for misspelled words. So you're going to add some money. Whoa, 9,001. Look at this. A big payday again for you. 19,601. And now, $130,803. She gets to come back and play again on Monday. Hope you'll join us then. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by TrueCar. Buy smarter, drive happier.
This is Chet. He loves work, but lives for the weekend. And now, he needs a new truck. So he came here and saw what others paid for the truck he wants. Now, he can recognize a great price. TrueCar. Buy smarter, drive happier.
Inside out, gotta figure it out. I'm feeling good, and it feels good.
Sunsweet Amazing Prunes and Prune Juice. The feel-good fruit.